Consumer Report. Ease on down the road from 1975 here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio Mr. Hank Ryan, the director of the upcoming performance, Red Speedo. Yes. Hank, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Thanks for inviting me.
Of course. Glad to have the man show. Yeah. So tell me about, what is Red Speedo?
Red Speedo is a relatively new play. Not a lot of people have done it, by a new up-and-coming playwright, Lucas Naith. It's about Ray, who is a up-and-coming swimmer, and he's going into the Olympic pre-trials. And if he passes, he's going to get a big deal with Speedo. So, multi-million dollar deal. So, mm-hmm. He and his brother are trying to make that happen. And the coach finds a human growth hormone vial in his locker. And is it his or was it planted there? You'll have to find out.
A little bit of mystery there.
Yeah.
And just from the explanation that Jason Hedden has given us, the way you're describing it, the little bit more information you're giving is certainly making it incredibly more intriguing.
Yeah.
And
it's so cool. Yeah.
So one of the big things is this is a sort of swimming drama mystery.
Yeah.
And what we are able to do here at Gulf Coast State College is set it in a location that is actually an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Yes, which is so cool, because usually once every other year I direct a smaller show in the Black Box. Mm-hmm. And so this would be my year, but we did War of the Worlds, and so I was walking across campus racking my brain. I was like, what can I do? Blah, blah, blah. And I found myself in front of the pool, and I went in, and I said, I read a show a year ago called Red Speedo that was set around a pool, and then everything just like went blah, 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 blah. So I went immediately in to talk to Carl. I went and talked to Jason. I went and talked to everybody and got really excited, put it all together. And within a week, I had kind of had an idea. So the pool area is big enough where you can do social distancing, and it's environmental and it's site specific and nothing we've really ever done here.
Now, and that's one of the sort of silver linings of the pandemic.
Yes.
Having the opportunity, well, the creativity that is forced by constraints.
Exactly. It forces you to think outside of the box. Or normally we're just kind of content with the way we do things, and this way you have to think outside of the box. Mm-hmm. And this brings great attention not only to VPA but also the wellness building.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's an incredible, you know, collaboration, and Carl and Sharon over there are our biggest champions. So, I mean, it's been a dream to work on the show.
Now, what are some of the challenges of doing a performance in a place that is sort of not meant for this task?
Chlorine. You go home every night and smell like chlorine. That's a big one. It's messy. I mean, you know, it's really warm in there, which is good, you know. But, you know, having your actor in there swimming laps and, you know, I mean, it's intense, and that we thought the echo would be bad at first, and I thought no, if the audience is on the bleachers and these brothers and the coach are having an intimate conversation about how they're going to problem solve this, I want it to feel like, as an audience member, you're literally eavesdropping on an actual conversation, and being that close affords them the opportunity to play a little bit more intimately than you would on a big stage.
Yeah.
So it really feels real. It really feels like you're in that environment and those stakes are that high. And I think it's going to be great for an audience to see. I'm excited to see how they respond to it.
Yeah.
Being in that space.
And with that note, it is a limited audience.
Very.
About 30 people per performance.
36. And that way we have social distancing. We're having the ushers measure out every time someone comes in, and we also help people leave. There are mats all over, so you can't, you know, slip, which is one of our big things. We can't, you know, I have an actor in a Speedo barefoot all the time. So we're mask requirements, social distancing, temp checks, you know, everything we need to make sure it's a safe environment for people to come and see live theater again.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, so important. You know, we tried the Zoom in the fall, and I liked it. And I'm just a traditionalist. I have to have an audience there.
Yeah.
You know, I do.
It's something about that is one portion that makes a performance real.
It is, yeah. And going out there for War of the Worlds and there's no one sitting there and you're doing a show is just really strange. But you know, thinking outside of the box is what we have to do right now. And I think that's why it's vital that we keep it going. And we've had a lot of people say, you know, in the theater community in Florida and the community colleges when we've been advertising, they're like, thank goodness you're finding a way to do this with audience safety first and also letting your actors have the experience on their resumes for when they graduate, they can get out and have something, because a lot of schools are not offering their students anything anymore. So it's great. I think it's going to be great all around, I hope. I mean, knocking wood.
Yeah,
knocking wood.
No, certainly I agree. It's totally great that things are... We are finding a way to make things happen.
We are, and I think, you know, it's exciting for Gulf Coast because it's being, you know, people are seeing around the state that we're doing something in a site-specific place, and we are thinking outside of the box, and I'm hoping we're, you know, one of the leaders to get people to think that way. You know, not only do something outside, but do something in an actual environment in which it would take place.
So this is the performance Red Speedo. Mm-hmm. What are the dates?
The dates are February 12th, 13th, and 14th. And then that following weekend is the 19th, 20th, and 21st.
So
and
only six performances.
Only six. Mm-hmm. And the Friday and Saturdays are at 7:30, and the Sundays are at 2:30. Now, here's the other thing, Chris, I was going to tell you. For audiences or people that want to go see it, if you go to gulfcoast.edu/arts, the tickets are going pretty fast, and we only have 36 a night. We cannot do at-the-door sales with a credit card.
Okay.
We have to use cash because we don't have a swipey thing, and we're at the pool. You know, we're standing outside the pool leading people in.
Yeah, your box office at the main building, we've got a credit card. However,
exactly.
At the pool, we don't have those.
No, we don't. Yeah. So if you want to see it, just get the tickets now, and we'll have it just to be safe, because I think it's going to go quick.
And like you said, the link is online at gulfcoast.edu/arts.
Yes.
The big banner that says Red Speedo, you click on it for tickets.
Yep, and it's that easy. It takes you right there. Just click the night you want.
Excellent. Well, this has been Hank Ryden, the director of Red Speedo and professor here at Gulf Coast State College. Hank, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you guys so much. I can't wait for you to see it.
I know. I'm excited.
Yay.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get our... We're going to wrap the show. We're done. but we'll be right back right here on The Mix.